You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanschura. The pandemic seems to have left no part of our lives unchanged, including language. Researchers at Michigan State University are gathering recordings from people across the state. They're studying how social distancing is changing both the way we speak and the stories we have to tell. IPR's Lexi Krupp has this story.
Hundreds of people across Michigan are recording themselves. Talk about how their lives have been shaped by COVID-19.
Social distance.
6 feet apart around that fire.
It can be very boring.
They're sending these messages to linguists at Michigan State University, who are asking what happens to our speech when our social lives contract.
Our question really is when people are not in those in-person interactions, particularly group interactions, does it slow down language change, or does it make language change go in directions that we might not have predicted under ordinary circumstances?
That's Dr. Suzanne Wagner, a sociolinguist at Michigan State. She says normally, we end up sounding a lot like others in our region. We pick up pronunciation and ways of talking through routine face-to-face interactions. Our language evolves together. But now, a lot of us are separated from those communal pools of speech.
If we think of Michiganders as effectively all living on a bunch of different islands, right? We're all in an archipelago now rather than a state.
Across those social bubbles, Suzanne and her team predict that some parts of language, like new vocabulary, will spread easily. You probably know the terms that have come out of the pandemic: social distancing, quarantine. But more subtle shifts in language, like pronunciation, those are harder to pick up. And that could be hyper-localized.
And we might expect that in these little archipelago islands, whatever pronunciation the 10 people around you are using, you're going to kind of focus in on that.
That's Dr. Betsy Sneller. She also studies language change at Michigan State. She says, we've actually seen this sort of language shift before, when people miss out on in-person interactions. It used to be that many people around the Great Lakes shared a similar dialect with those in parts of Missouri. That was when Route 66 connected Chicago to St. Louis. People would drive down from the big city through all these small towns.
You can imagine they would stop, they would eat, they would interact, and the dialect can spread that way.
Once interstate highways replaced Route 66, the dialect shifted. People in St. Louis no longer sounded like people in Chicago, Betsy says. And we could see something similar with the pandemic. As we miss out on many of our own in-person conversations, we might lose some of our communal accents or phrases. But the researchers really don't know how things will play out.
It could very well be the case that all of these hypotheses don't turn out to be true.
Whatever is revealed about how our language twists and turns amid collective isolation, linguists say it's important to document how we speak, because it reflects who we are.
People from different social status backgrounds, from different gender identities, from different nationalities, they all have differences in the way that we speak.
And this is as much an oral history project as a linguistic one. The scientists want to look at the substance of these recordings, how our norms have changed and lives have shifted.
One participant said he thinks masks are so normal now, just like shoes, that sometimes he wears them back into the house and forgets that he's still wearing his mask.
They want a record of the challenges of this masked, cooped-up existence and the sometimes unlikely sources of hope.
If you think about some Disney princesses like Rapunzel and Elsa and Anna, those Disney princesses had to stay home, and Rapunzel was locked in a room for a while. And if she could get by, I bet we can too.
The Michigan State Project is still collecting recordings, and they're looking for participants from Northern Michigan. If you're interested in contributing, search online for Michigan COVID Diaries. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Lexi Krupp.